Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Meal Deals Podcast. My name is Eric Wing, and I'm here with
Rafael Perez.
Unfortunately, Victoria is not available for this podcast episode.
Unfortunately.
But what we are excited for this podcast episode is the topic we're going to be talking about. And this topic is the choices you make in life.
So before we even start talking about just the general structure of just choices in life, we want to talk about what inspired us to do this episode. So, Eric, would you like to describe,
sure.
Yeah.
So, actually, last weekend, Rafael and I went to another hackathon. It's our second hackathon together. And for those of you who still don't know what a hackathon is or first time hearing what a hackathon is essentially a 24 to 36 hour event where you team up with friends or you meet new people and you come up with a tech product or you come up with some tech project to showcase off to other people and make new friends, basically. And that event was really fun. So on that last day of the weekend, which was Sunday, we came back. Rafael slept over in my dorm. We were packing up and I decided to play a YouTube video on my YouTube homepage. And this YouTube channel is called Pursuit of Wonder. And what Pursuit of Wonder is more of a YouTube channel that talks a lot about philosophy and life. And I think what makes it unique from other similar YouTube channels is that it has beautiful animation, it has beautiful stories. It's about 20 minutes long and it really makes you think in retrospect of like what your life is or what life can be about. So this episode was, the YouTube video was about this one guy who has made a choice and went down one life path, but a hypothetical scenario the YouTube video presented was another life choice and then went a whole completely different life path. So it really attacks of whether or not, like, should you be mad at yourself or, oh, I wish I'd done this one thing and my whole life would have been different, or I wish I did this other thing, my whole life would have been different. But the moral of the lesson is, I totally recommend you guys should watch this video. Just look up Pursuit of Wonder. And I'm most likely sure it's one of their newest videos.
Do you remember the title?
No, I unfortunately do not. It has something to do with life.
What does the thumbnail look like? So you know,
the thumbnail probably looks like a picture of a cartoon drawing of a guy.
Okay.
Or like, and it's like the background is more like stars.
Yeah, I don't want the listeners to be like, oh, god damn it, I had to like look through.
But I'm sure like even if you don't watch this video, the other videos are just as thought provoking. But the lesson of the video was, it doesn't matter what life choice you make. You shouldn't make that life choice based on other people's decision. Like, you shouldn't let people tell you, you should do this, you should do X, Y, and Z, because I think you should do it. Instead, you shouldn't be mad at yourself if you make a choice, whether or not that was a good outcome or a bad outcome. You should be still happy because it was your choice and you were the one who made that decision, right? Not anyone else.
Exactly. The way that I took from it is basically just like you said. It's just that there is no such thing as a bad choice or a good choice. You know, it's just a choice. As long as you make the choice and not like, you know, don't get really caught up to yourself by just letting someone else make the choice for you, because then that's when you're gonna regret more, because you know, because you weren't, I guess you could say, strong enough to even have to, for you to make your own choices instead of relying on someone else to make the choices for you. I think it's just best to, you know, just see it as a choice, and if it goes well, that's great. If it doesn't go well, that's also great, because that's just how life is. It's just not, you know, that life is a grief, but it's also joy. You know, it's a combination of order and chaos. It cannot be just one straightforward thing.
I agree. Like life, agree. I 100% agree, man. Life is just a bunch of ups and downs, but I think because we have ups and downs, that what makes life interesting, right? So if we already always go up, we never fully enjoy the feeling of being happy if we never experience sadness.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that's a really deep thing to say in the beginning of this podcast episode, but that episode really made us reflect on certain decisions we made in our life or certain major influences that made us make our choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember watching that episode. It reminded me of, I feel like, a lot of college students experience. It's like, well, everyone's telling us to go to college. Everyone's telling us, pressuring us or persuading us to do this certain type of career, make these type of friends, study these type of things, and do X, Y, and Z in college. And I too share that. And I'm sure Raphael feels the same way when people pressure us to be like, oh, you got to be doing this and you got to be working on this, and that way you look successful in society. And sure, I think it's fine to listen to other people's advice and understand their perspective, but I wouldn't want you guys to take it at face value and not listen to your own conscience.
Yeah, it's almost like when you said that, I was about to say is that I just had a brain fart right now, sorry, but like the choices that it's all right, for example, so I was thinking of an example of, like, you know, you just imagine having a whole family that are very educated, you know, like your parents probably have like a PhD, your two oldest siblings got like some, like a bachelor degree or something, and then now they're relying on you to have some form of education of something, you know, but you don't really want to. Well, let's say, like, if you just want to become an artist and like just try to approach a different path than what your parents or your siblings have been to, you know, you try to be an outsider, and then later on, my thought, we just sort of like resolve about around the movie Coco, where like the kid who was like their parents relied on him to be in like in the shoe factory and like right. do shoe things, and then like turns out that he really likes music, but yet for some reason the family was like such against music, and like they put pressure on him of just simply being like, you know, we don't want you to do music, you know, music is forbidden in this house and things like that. And I also agree with Eric when it comes to, like, you know, but I 100% agree with Eric when it comes to you basically deciding for yourself and not really, don't feel too much pressure on your shoulders to, based on, you know, what your parents expect of you. Especially if it's, like, really kind of unrealistic, the way that I think of it is more of like, if my parents like put too much like stress over my shoulders over something that you don't really want to do, then it's going to have to be them is going to have to deal with, you know, they're going to have to deal with the fact that their children is not going to do the same way as a parent did, you know? I feel like I should elaborate more on this, but like, I don't have anything more to say. I feel like, how do you say? I have nothing more to say than that.
Yeah. I think when I think of making a choice, for me personally, I tend to overthink a lot. And I'm a big overthinker. Like, the way my head works is, oh, if I make this one choice, then what happens if this happens and this happens and this happens? It's a big slippery slope. And I think that's what I feel like a lot of people think about when they think about choices, making choices in life. It's like, this choice, this A will lead to B and B lead to C, but if B happens, C will never happen, and then A, I'm just going to be stuck with A. And I think it's a really bad mindset to have, is that if you think that this one certain action will always make this other action happen, then it's not true. I think when we make choices in life, we just need to accept that there are always other routes and there are always other roads and obstacles that you're going to face in life. But understand, I think I've used this analogy in the past episodes, understand that the goal you have, imagine it's a North Star, it doesn't have to be go straight to the North Star. It could be all kinds of roads, all kinds of pathways you can lead to go to that North Star. And maybe throughout your life, that North Star can be different. That North Star, it tends to be a different star. You actually found out. And I think through that original goal, you found a new goal, and that makes you have purpose in life.
I think when, like you said, when you mentioned about like the North Star can be different, I think that's just like the main part of like why people, at least I think, why people can't really make the choices for themselves, because it's just that we fear of the unknown. And once we have, we can come across two paths that can literally change your life, you know, one that can change your life, or you can stay, have the same life as you have, you know, and like depending what you do. And when it comes to choices, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's something very unexpected is going to happen based on the choices you make. And I guess that's just the thrill of it. You know, this is just the thrill of life when you don't know something, but for some reason, you know, you have to at least make choices for yourself. That's like, I know I already keep repeating this, but like, it's just that, at least in my belief, that when people make choices, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if they're going to fail, are they going to succeed, and things like that. And without choices that we make, there will be no growth. And with no growth, I like to call it constant. And by constant, just like every day, you just wake up, do the same thing, go to sleep. Like, I don't think anyone wants that. It's just like just the boredom in life. And, you know, that's why in like, I also now thinking about Jordan Peterson when it comes to doing like, do something. Because once you do something, you're already making a choice, you know, instead of just, you know, just keep doing the same thing every day, or at least like doing something that is really like not a great habit, you know, at least like, you know, do something that like also benefit for yourself too. And people may say like, you know, the choices they have, like, you know, they have pros and cons, you know. And I guess like at that point is basically you're not deciding which one is good and which one's bad. You're deciding which one you would rather deal with. Which is like what con you'd rather deal with instead of, you know, because there's no such thing as choices that it just have pros. There will always be a con. At least for my example, like, I could have just went to another college or university outside of Pennsylvania and like, instead of, like, you know, I have two choices, which is basically, like, do I have to deal with loans and being in debt and then, you know, being college? But yet the pros are, you know, I'm meeting new people from outside of state. I've seen, like, get the great new mindset or, like, at least just explore around how people are like outside of Pennsylvania, or I can just stay here, you know, like deal with less debt, but yet the cons are that I'm gonna have to deal with my family, and like, you know, that's just an example. But I think with choices, there's always the thrill of the unknown.
I definitely agree. I mean, I have examples in my life where I mean, we've only lived 19 years on this earth, but I remember in high school, actually before high school, in eighth grade, I applied for high schools in Philadelphia, and it was either Kappa, which is the art school I went to, and Central, which is one of the magnet academic high schools in Philadelphia, and it was either make that decision to go to Kappa or go to Central. And for most people, Central was kind of the norm around in the city. If you get accepted there, you should go there because it's a good school. But there was some part of me that felt like I should go to Kappa because I still had a need to practice art, because as a kid, I used to always draw and paint. My parents used to bring me to art programs because they always told me, like, you shouldn't stay at home and just only play video games. You should get out there and do an art program in the summer, because one day you're not going to have the time to do this. And that was very dramatic to me as a kid. I was like 12, and I was like, what do you mean I'm not going to have the time? I'm always going to draw and paint. But I'm still, nonetheless, I was grateful that I went to these art programs and the way art influenced me, how I grew up and to that point where I decide, should I go to Central or should I go to Kappa? And deciding going to Kappa, I think, has made one of the biggest changes to my mindset and the way I see life. And despite people telling me that I should go to Central, or it's kind of expected I should go to Central, I still didn't go. And I was happy because I made that decision, right? Because my uncle, my family, my uncle has mocked me for not going to the school where he thinks I should go, which is Central, and mocks me for going for performing art at high school. Or for two, people, they'll always use a joke, be like, oh, you go to Kappa. Like, why Kappa? Where you could have went to some other normal school. I think you shouldn't be, don't listen to the norm, right? Don't listen to what people, okay, you should listen to what they have to say, but don't fully obey what other people think you should do.
Right? Exactly. Just like all, like the only decisions that it has to come up to is yourself. You know, like they're not making decisions for you. You know, yeah, they're going to be like, oh, you should definitely do this. But then, you know, you yourself probably going to be like, no, I should not do this. You know, like I'm going to do this instead, fuckboy. You know, just like it's more of it all really just rely on yourself. And like, you know, no matter what, you know, what your family background have, what people are you hanging out with and things like that. And I think, the main point is that just like do anything that best fits you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like if you're going to do anything that just basically, any decision just to obey your parents, you're not really going to be happy for yourself. It's just like, well, they'll be happy, but like, are you happy? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to like, when you were mentioning about how you got accepted to certain schools, I was kind of a little bit like in that same position too, but like, I didn't apply to Central. And like, do we clarify what Central is for non-Philadelphians?
Yeah, Central High is a magnet high school. It's known as one.
It's like one of like the best.
It's known one of the best schools in Philadelphia. Yeah. And people who get accepted there, they usually go to that school.
Yeah, and like I actually got accepted to Kappa or Benjamin Rush, but like for some reason, like my counselor was like, you know, Kappa is like one of the best, you know, art schools ever. You know, and then like I told my mom like what. I quoted my mom what my counselor said, and like my mom was like, ever since that day, like my mom got stuck with that school, like, oh, just like just go to Kappa and things like that. And like even before, my mom was like kind of pressuring me to go to Kappa, like, I want to go to Kappa anyway, so like it wasn't really like, I think it's actually honestly like more of like the location, because Benjamin Rush is actually kind of a little bit far out there.
Yeah.
Well, like going to Kappa is more of like an easier way to travel. So, like, I don't know. It was something that I felt like if I always thought about, like, what happened? What would have happened if I went to Benjamin Rush? What would have happened if I went to other schools? What happened if I went to my neighborhood school, which is actually known not to be a great school? But, like, I always thought about what would happen.
Yeah, I thought about what if I went to Central instead, because I have friends who went to Central, and they tell Eric, you would totally fit at Central. You should go to Central. And I would contemplate him during my freshman year, because like a lot of freshmen, or it's okay if you are a freshman in high school, is that if you're lost, you're confused of like, okay, now I just moved from eighth grade to high school, and it feels a whole different environment. What do I do? And it's the same way people are feeling now in college, I would imagine, as a freshman. You're still trying to find your footing, regardless if it's your major, your identity, or your ambitions and your goals. I felt the same way during my freshman year of high school, and I would compare myself to the hypothetical me if I went to Central. Maybe if I went to Central, I could have done this and this and this. And the only reason I was thinking that is because I saw other people at Central, and I saw them look like they were enjoying their high school years. And for me, as a freshman in high school, I felt like I wasn't enjoying what I was doing in Kappa. But I think what I'm trying to get to is that you shouldn't try to contemplate the what if, because it will do, because it won't really manifest into anything you're going to do, like, in the moment, and like, in the action now, right? Like, you can't keep saying, like, what if this happens? Like, what if I could have done this? What if I did this? Or, like, there are things like the SATs, I would imagine. It's like, oh, what if I studied harder for the SATs? Or, like, what if I did this? Or what if I,
I don't like that type of, thinking, because, like, that what if, it's just like that's already in the past, you know, like you already made that choice and that already happened, so there's no point of just already like contemplating of like, oh, what if this happened, this happened. Don't worry about it, because it already happened, you know. What the only thing you can do is just like choose for the present, not for the past, because if you choose for the past, well, that's the thing, you can't choose for the past, because like you can't go back in time and just, you know, choose whatever decision you have made, you know. Again, that's why I said, like, it's just choosing, like, when it comes to choosing that can change your life, it's just the thrill of it, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. But at the same time, you know, the things that happened in the past already happened, you know? So why not keep going forward? And going back to that, I think you caught up with I think you definitely defined very well, like, when I explained to this to Eric, but, like, in fifth grade, I was, like, long story short, I felt pretty lonely at this Christmas party. It was a class Christmas party in fifth grade. And, like, at that point, I was feeling kind of lonely. I was focusing too much of, like, you know, I guess you could say the external life, you know, like, you'd be seeing people have friends, and, like, you see people in the group, and, like, they just having fun. And while I'm over here just sitting, just by myself, and just, like, hanging out with teachers and things like that. But, like, I don't know. It was something, at least for me, was, like, it was, like, a little bit sad to me. So, like, to the point that I cried. So then, like, this teacher came up to me and was, like, what's going on? You know, things like that. And I was saying, like, hey, like, I don't have friends, because, if you just didn't see, I wasn't hanging out with anyone. You know, I was just hanging out by myself and things like that. And then she was saying that, you know, like, you know, who needs friends, you know? Like, yes, you need, of course, like, you need friends, that, you know, to, or, you know, to, in order to, at least, like, why do we need friends?
Well, I think friends are helpful.
To benefit you, right?
Yeah, I mean, friends are helpful to, if you want to communicate your emotions, or if you want to have interests, similar interests, you guys. It's like, it's just part of, you know, why we survive.
Yeah, so I think that what she was trying to say, that, like, don't worry about now, because, like, you know, you have a lot of years ahead of you, and like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You'll probably be, like, the most popular guy in high school and things like that. And then I was like, you're right, you know, said that. And, like, probably, like, later on, like, at least, like, I was a little bit, like, bold, because, like, I, like, during, like, before high school, I kind of was just being myself, because, like, I didn't have any actual friends. And, like, at that point, I was like, I can, like, say anything, you know, like, what, it's not like I'm gonna have friends anyway, you know. That was, like, before high school. And then, like, that's why, for some reason, I, like, to this day, I kind of, like, felt like I have no regret in my decisions in life, because it all came down to me. I was the one that made that choose for myself, like, you know, like, F my family, F the school, you know, F anyone that tried to, like, you know, downgrade me for the decisions I make, because I'm the one that make the decisions, you know. And I think I think this goes for a lot of people. Anyone can, like, would rather not regret just for making decisions for themselves, instead of, like, regretting because, you know, they made this decision for, like, their family or for anyone else, you know. And, like, I think, again, that's why I, like, a lot of people would, well, not a lot of people, but, like, if someone would have asked me, like, do you have any regret in your life, I would have said no, because, like, I made decisions for myself and not for anyone, because at least at the moment during middle school, I kind of have nothing to lose. I had no friendship to lose. So might as well just do my own thing.
Right. That's a lot.
Yeah.
When you spoke about friends, that also brought up the point about it doesn't really matter the quantity of friends you have, it's the quality of friends. I feel like that phrase is repeated and has been said so many times, but it's definitely the truth, right? I've met or made friends, countless of friends, but really the people who are closest to me are the people that make the most impact or make the most influence on my decisions. And I think that's why having friends can be so beneficial, or so a mutual benefit of you being able to talk to another friend just because you guys want to be friends, not just because, oh, let me just be your friend, right? Right, yeah. Like there's a difference between having
it's
a fake
not for
friend.
Like, I guess like to show off all of the people how many friends
yeah.
I have or anything.
And then yeah, it's not like Facebook or whatever, Instagram or how many followers or friends you have, and that doesn't mean how impactful or popular you are. It matters about the small social circle you have, and the people you have to willing to back you up and support you when you're at your ups and when you're at your downs in your life. But that reminded me of back to the high school example, because that's the most memorable example or relevant example I could think of about making decisions for yourself. I remember when I chose to go to Kappa, my mom was so against it. My mom was like, why are you going to an art school? Like, oh my God. And the only reason I told her that, like, she like kind of let me go to Kappa was because it was a performing arts school, and it technically said in the description of visual arts on a website or something like that, it also taught like architecture, like a piece of architecture. And I was like, and that was like the acceptable thing for my mom, because like that was art related. I was like, I'm going to go in for architecture. And she was like, oh, fine. Like, okay, you get to draw, like whatever. But like, she was so against it. Like, even during my freshman year, she wanted me to transfer to a charter school in Philadelphia called Prep Charter, because my older sister went there and she graduated, mm-hmm. and she was able to go to college. But the idea is like they're still against it. But I stood my ground because I wanted to do that for myself. I wanted to go to Kappa for my own decision. And I think I agree. It's like when we talk, obviously this is our own advice, and you guys can input your own insight. But we understand that it's hard to say, oh, well, you can't just make your choice for yourself. There's lots of things at stake. Maybe like it's maybe it's the trust you originally had with the people who say that you should do this, or maybe it's your own ego, your integrity of like, hey, like what if you made this decision and it actually goes really bad, right? But I think I understand it's really hard. Like when I was at Kappa, my parents were like, why are you still here? Like, why are you still going to Kappa? And then I told them, like, don't worry, I'm going to finish high school. I'm going to go to a great school. I'm going to be independent, right? As you guys can tell. I don't know if you guys can tell, but it's the Drexel logo. But because I go to Drexel University, you know, what a surprise. Yeah. And look at his shirt, Community College of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
before we set up this podcast, I was looking at his shirt because we were catching up. I actually won a shirt. Did you buy this or did they give you it?
No, they just give it out.
Yo, if you get another one, can you give me a medium? Like, I really like that shirt.
Okay.
Yo,
yeah.
Like, say less.
Yeah.
Do you think? Do you think
success starts here? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they have a hoodie?
They do have a hoodie
with the same thing.
I'm not sure.
Okay, if it says Community College,
we can talk about this later. But yeah,
but, Drexel University.
You know, we can talk about college too.
Yeah,
the choice
sure.
in life.
What was I about to say? Oh, right. Like, I understand they would. This is like it's a cliche phrase, but they will make, when you start something new and you're like really bad at it, they make fun of you. They think you're not gonna make it. They think you're gonna fail. But then you practice it more, you get a little bit better. Then they like observe you, like, okay, he's getting better. And then you would get really good at it, and then they admire you. But like when people look at successful people, like
Elon Musk.
Yeah, the first thing I heard was Elon Musk, or my favorite role models are Elon Musk, Kobe Bryant, some other role models that I look up to, like Dwayne Johnson. But they don't they don't see how much work they had to put in, like the failures they came across, or the amount and the all-nighters they had to pull, the amount of sacrifices they had to make to spend less time with family and friends, but spend more time on their craft or spend more time on their ambition. And then when they become successful, or they come through, like they get rewarded for the work they reaped.
Yeah.
They don't really see the hard work they had to do, right? And what I'm trying to get back to is that I understand it could be difficult when you want to make a decision that might seem very
risky
and contrary to like what people think you should do. Only until you become successful, or only until you make a name for yourself, then they'll be like, oh my God, that's like awesome, right?
Yeah, as long as you also believe in yourself too. It's just like, and yeah, again, like you said, it could be cliche, but like as long as you definitely see yourself through your eyes, not their eyes, your own eyes. As long as you see yourself through your own eyes doing what you want to do, I think you'll be successful that way anyway.
Right.
It's because like, you know, no matter how much people start hitting on you or like hitting you in the, I don't know, anywhere, but like, you know, hitting your soul and just like, you know, hit, I don't know, just like if they, as long as you just feel that this is for you, as long as you feel that this is better for you, as long as this benefits for you, as long as you think it benefits for you, I think you'll be fine.
And also, let their hate motivate you. I think for me, I don't know. I think for me, my personality is like when haters gonna hate, right? Mm-hmm. Haters hate us because they ain't us, right? Because do you know that reference? It's from the interview, the Kim Jong Un movie. It was
it's called The Interview.
Yeah,
like the movie.
It was like the phrase like they hate us because they ain't us. But it's anus. It's like they hate us because they anus. But
okay,
what I'm trying to get back to that funny phrase is
let the
hate or let the disbelief in what your goals are or what you're working towards that goals motivate you, right? That's what how I feel when I have people around me. I would say maybe underestimate my ability to do well or underestimate my intelligence or my what's the word? My willingness to make something happen, right? And then they'll say that in the beginning, or they don't, you know, they don't think that you're gonna. The best example I could think of is when people are working out at the gym, but they start like really small, and they think like, "Huh, look at this guy or girl, like he or she just started working out. That's not like gonna be acceptable." And so, like that person improves themselves, let that fuel them and to work harder and improve themselves.
Yeah.
I think having that it's really motivating. Yeah, I think you should morph that hate into something that will help you do something you love, right?
Yeah.
What's the word? Like I always say to my friends or to people I know is that the most motivation I got from people was the people that didn't believe in me. So I think for me personally, I when you make your own decision, make that decision for yourself and let that hate or let the disbelief motivate you to work towards that goal.
And that should say a lot about the fact that, you know, anyone can do anything, you know, no matter who you are, you know, a lot of people, like some people may say, like, you know, you can do the impossible. Maybe you can do the impossible. You know, it all comes down to, I think when people look at other people, like, for example, you look at Elon Musk, or when other people look at Elon Musk, I think we should also not just focus on like what's going on now, and also not only that, but also focus on what led them to be in that position. It's because of their choices. The choices that they made in life was like that what led them there. It probably, and I don't think a lot of people tend to pay attention to that. I could be wrong, but not a lot of people tend to pay attention of like, you know, oh well, I wonder what he did to become in this position. It was more of like, you know, oh, he's like, I don't know. It's just more of like, you know, that person is just like just successful, you know, and that's great. you know, without even thinking how what choices they made that led them there, you know. And that's why I think now that I just noticed that people tend to be like, you know, what would Elon Musk do, you know, when you can't even make the like decision for yourself, you'll be like, what would this person do, you know. And I think that like that makes sense, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about, like,
yeah,
some people tend to be like, you know, what would this person, or like,
yeah, I think when people say that, it's like famous figure. Put yourself in that, in his mindset, like, okay, it's kind of like the best way I could think of is like when you're trying to solve something, or like solve, I don't know, like escape the room type mm-hmm. deal, and you're like, what would Sherlock Holmes do?
Yeah,
like,
okay,
like,
yeah.
Sherlock Holmes is like, I don't know, he would measure the painting, and it turns out there was a fingerprint on the painting, and the fingerprint was from the person.
You can definitely find a fingerprint by measuring a painting.
But what would Sherlock Holmes do? That's what I would imagine Sherlock Holmes would do. But yeah, I understand what you're saying about what people use that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what were you trying to get to with that?
No, I'm just saying like that. I just noticed that why people would tend to say like, what would this person do? You know? When it comes down to hard choices, so college, so you mentioned about your uncle, correct?
Yes.
So like, what does your uncle think of you now that you're in Drexel?
Oh, dude, my uncle's, it's like.
It's like a big fuck you. Like,
yeah, definitely to him. I mean, I'm not going to say that explicitly. I mean, he's like.
They could beat me up if they want to, if they hear this podcast.
They could beat me.
They could beat me up.
Who?
Because I said fuck you. Okay, never mind. Just go.
My uncle? Oh, my uncle's not yours. But, so I already mentioned this in the beginning of the podcast. I went to our high school. My uncle thinks lower me because he went to a better high school. He went to a college. He's like honestly the only one in my family who has went to college and graduated from college. So because of that, he feels like he has a superiority over us. He has like a really big ego that like, how you guys are lower working class and I'm making big bucks and you guys are not.
So he then has just called you guys peasant.
Basically, like,
yeah.
Yeah,
he was like, you fucking peasants.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me.
But, yeah, so since I said I'm going to Kappa, he was very condescending. And this is when, what's it called? I was eating a dinner at my grandma's house. And it was kind of like a mini family dinner. It was not the whole family, but I was there with my uncle, which is him, my aunt, my grandma, and, like, my other uncle. But my uncle, he, because I was in eighth grade, I told him I was going to Kappa. He was like, really? Like, you're going to Kappa? Like, for what? And I was like, for visual arts. And he's like, you know, that's like not sustainable, right? And I was like, well, I mean, they're probably gonna teach architecture. And he was like, but it's a performing arts high school, they're not really gonna teach you performing arts. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm still gonna learn a little bit of just art and like still learn in school. And he was like, but you know what's a performing art, right? He was very condescending and attacking me. And it's just like a bad family aura about ambition. Like, not a lot of people have went to college. Like, my uncle, he attended college, but he dropped out because I guess he wasn't. Because the thing about college, I think everyone understands, is that nobody's going to hold your hand. And I think that's what happened to my uncle. My uncle thought like he could just slack off, and he has that personality where he feels that it's not his fault, and he blames it on other people. So he has that kind of fixed mindset, and with that and other history of maybe my aunt had never had the opportunity to go to college because of, you know, she feels like she has a mixed a lot of people in my family has fixed mindsets, mm-hmm. right? Like, a lot of people have tried college, but I understand it's difficult, you know, immigrating from another country that doesn't know a lot of English. Yeah. I'm sure your parents can understand, like, going to college and, like, taking these classes in English, it can be very difficult.
Yeah, that happened to my oldest brother, actually. Yeah. He went to Florida, and, like, he was, like, so confused. But, like, he also didn't even try to learn English.
Yeah. And juggling with my family, juggling that with going to work, it could be very stressful. Yeah. So I say, like, I understand my parents felt like college wasn't for them, and they decided they still wanted to have some money and food on a table. And I'm grateful. Like, I can't say that I live poor, but I have food on the table. I always have food. I had a shower. I have clean water, electricity. So that was fine. What I'm trying to get back to is my uncle is very condescending. He had this whole different aura towards me. But now, since I go to Drexel and I got a prestigious scholarship to Drexel, and he actually went to Drexel. So because of that, his whole mood changed towards me. He now thinks of me like at the same level as him, or he now thinks of me like he could talk me face to face. And he's telling me about all these things. And what's funny is that what he did is that when I went to his house, he told me, like, hey, you should, like, come with me, come upstairs, I want to show you something. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go with him, right? And it's his house, I'm in his house, and our family is getting together because it was Thanksgiving. So I come up, walk upstairs, and he's in his room, right? And he actually works, he works at home.
Okay.
So he has his desk and desktop and everything. And in the back, he has his bachelor's degree. He has a bachelor's in civil engineering. And he shows me another bachelor's in civil engineering or some other major. And then he showed me a master's. And he's like, you should do this. You should be like me. You should get at least a master's. Because if you don't, you're going to be homeless. And speaking of which, my uncle, he has a son, and he's very young. He's like 9 or 10 years old, which is I love him because he loves art too. And he was there, but like he doesn't really understand, right? Obviously, because he's like 9, 10 years old, and he's pointing, and his my uncle is pointing at his son, is like, you gotta do the same because you're gonna be homeless too. And he's like, yeah. And then he's like, my 9 or 10 year old doesn't understand. He's like, yeah, whatever, like type deal. But already saying that to a kid, like, imagine, like, once that 9 or 10 year old
already like worry about his future now.
Yeah, man. As he gets older, I'm like afraid, like, that stress is gonna be like,
yeah, exactly,
actually, like, real, like, on him. Because as a kid, you don't really understand it. You're just like, oh, I mean, like, it's whatever. But now, when you're 14, your dad's forcing you to be an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor when you're like enjoying art.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, exactly. So you just like, you know, I need you to go to Central, you know, for like high school, and or like Masterman.
Yeah, and
well, I don't know Masterman.
And the reason why I say let the hate motivate you is because when in eighth grade, when my uncle told me that, I was in my head. I was like, I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna prove you the fuck wrong. Like, yeah. I'm gonna do things my own way, and I'm gonna be successful on my terms.
Right.
So
yes.
Let yes. 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 Eric. Yes. I'm hyping myself up. Thank you, Raph.
I fuck with that. Yes.
But I think that was, what's the word? So I think that's why, I would say, like, let people who doubt you motivate you, feel your ambitions even more to work towards your goals. And what I would say, like, a piece of advice is that don't let that deter you from, like, you're doing it because you want to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it because you want to do it for yourself as well.
Exactly.
Right. Cause like I had the same experience. I also have, along that road, I have also deceived myself by saying, like, I'm going to do it because I want to do it for myself. But sometimes for some scenarios, for some things in my life, that I actually did it just to make myself look good in front of that person.
Yeah.
And I'm a pure example of that. Like, I'm sure many people have kind of experienced similar situations where, like, okay, I should do this just to look good in front of a person or like earn respect. But then I realized at the end, like, you should do it just for yourself. You should do it
also
for your own intentions only.
What I was about to say is that we're also not saying, you know, if you feel like you want to be a thug and you know be trapping, don't do that. You know, hey, don't get yourself in trouble. That's not what we're saying. What we're also saying that, you know, do something that also benefits you.
Yeah,
you
be self aware. Right?
Yeah, I don't want you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want anyone to listen to this podcast and be like, yeah, I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna sling dope. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I'm gonna be the best plug in the city of Philadelphia. And I was like, well, you gotta be self aware of understanding.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that's illegal, son. Yeah. Like, don't do that.
He was like, and wait.
First of all, don't do drugs. Yeah. Second of all, that's illegal.
But yes.
Yeah, that I say, like, don't take our advice out of context.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
And it's our advice.
I was also thinking of this song. I don't know what it's called, but it's also a meme where, like, the girl would just be like, wait, what was it? They're going to hate me regardless. That's why I do what I do.
That sounds so funny.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, it makes sense for this one, you know? Like, no matter what you do, someone's going to hate you anyway, you know? There's, again, kind of similar of the choices that you make. There's pros and cons. Based on the outcome of that choice, people are just probably going to hate you. People are probably going to like you. You know, who knows? But as long as you like it, as long as you're doing it for yourself.
Oh, and another thing.
Another thing.
It's like, what I realize is that you're not going to satisfy everyone. Like, no matter what you do. Like,
yeah.
Like, originally, like, in high school, I was like, oh, I got to do this and this and this to satisfy everyone. Oh, you're not satisfied? Oh, God damn it. Like,
I was honestly the same thing.
I had to, like, compensate. What's the word? Like, I had to do things according to their own, what they expect, and not to my expectations. And actually, to be frankly honest, I still experience that in college right now. The idea of expectations, right? Yeah. So, like, the best thing I could think of right now is, like, how high should my GPA be? Or, like, what activities should I do? Of, like, oh, I'm not really, like, that good in this craft or in this study compared to another person. I'm like, oh, how do I feel about this? And it's also, like, imposter syndrome and whatnot. Like, for me, because we come from our high school, in our late years of high school, we experienced programming, but we never took a programming class. But we're still exposed to the concept program, which we love the idea of. But, like, coming to college, it's like, holy shit, like, these kids have been doing it since eighth grade, right? And, like, you feel kind of, what's the word?
Oh, my God.
Like, inferior, or kind of feel like, should I be
like
doing
you're
this?
In a bottom level. Or like, you know, you're not, like, on track.
Yeah, like, when I talk to TAs or upperclassmen, and they're like, oh, have you done X, Y, and Z? I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you're speaking a foreign language to me. But I experienced that. I'm not saying, like, oh, I experienced this in eighth grade and now junior year of high school, I conquered it. Yeah. Right? It's still a continuous journey. It's still a continuous
lesson.
It's
not like once you're out of high school, like, your life is set, you know? Now, again, like, it's almost like this is going to sound nerdy, but, like, when it comes to, like, this game, like, Telltale series, you know, like, you, like, based on the decisions you make, but the butterfly effect, Until Dawn, you know?
Yeah.
The based on decisions you make, you know, will definitely affect in the future, you know? And, like, what was I was going to say? Oh, remember freshman year in high school? Remember when we first met? I think sophomore? Remember what I told you? When I said, told you, like, oh, you're probably not going to like me? Something like that.
I heard you say that phrase, but keep going. I don't know. Remember.
No, like, remember? When, like,
you're probably,
like,
not
going to
like me.
What I was trying to say, you said, like, going back to, like, this is going to be, I'm sorry, this is actually off topic. What I was trying to say is that, you know, with the decisions that I say with what I think actually got, like, people thought I was annoying, that, like, during, like, eighth grade, seventh grade, things like that. And then, like, since I got bullied, and then, like, I met you in freshman year, and then I was like, no, I'm probably not even gonna have him as a friend.
You said that a bunch of times.
Yeah, I was like, you're probably not gonna, you know, be my friend or things like that. I don't know. It was somewhere around those lines.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was something, and then, like, oh, look at us now, you know.
I don't blame you. Like, all of us are insecure of ourselves, and I'm sure you had those were your insecurities, and I had my own. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. No, it was just more of, like, you know, just imagine of, like, me more of an asshole, or, like, me being more of a more depressed than, like, I was. I don't know. It's just based on what I was trying to say to thank you, Miss Watts, for at least, like, making me who I am today, at least it being more authentic to myself than, you know, just doing it for people.
Yeah.
Or like doing it for their expectations.
Yeah. teachers need to be cut some slack. I think teachers need to be appreciated more because
yeah.
people don't. I would say, like, honestly, teachers should be paid more, and a lot of people, lot of people don't realize how much of an impact teachers make in students' lives, and that just like, it's a whole, it implants a whole catalyst of like students of like being ambitious and being
and that
happy.
Sucks too.
Right,
that sucks so much. Like, that sucks a lot. Like, sometimes, like, when the kids was trying to, like, rely on teachers to, like, help their, like, their personal issues, like, they're, like, sometimes, like, now that, like, how do you say, like, they're, they just be, like, I'm not paid enough for this, you know? So, like, it will also affect this, like, student's life, you know? It's just be, like, I ain't get paid enough for this, you know? I don't want to deal with this, blah, 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 things like that. It's just, like, it must have sucked.
It must suck, because I remember when you mentioned Ms. Watts, I also had a big influence on, I would say, multiple teachers, but the first teacher I thought of was maybe in first or second grade, is that in my art class, we had to draw a kind of like a copy of this painting called Sunflowers by Vincent van Gogh, and that year, I loved art, and I feel like that really made me appreciate art way more, and it sucks because throughout that year, I went to a Catholic elementary school, and then at Catholic elementary school, we had to perform a song in a church called "We Three Kings," and I remember preparing for that. And then later throughout the near the end of the year, she tells me that like, oh, I'm moving to another city, so I'm not gonna be here anymore. And I was like so sad. I was like, wow. And then I remember, well, are you still going to go to the performance? And she did. And I remember going to the performance, and she was so proud of me. And she was looking at me like she was like so proud of me, like I'm doing what as a kid, like I'm being happy, I'm doing my things, and she nurtured my curiosity about art, and she felt really proud of that. And I think those are like a very invaluable moment in your life. I feel everyone should try to experience when you help other people and you feel really proud that they reached their point. And that kind of motivated me to still pursue art regardless of what people say. Like, regardless if I'm not doing art in college, I still have appreciation for the arts. I still want to continue art. Yeah. I also have other interests like programming and other interests like the podcast and a variety of things. But yeah, that teacher has made a huge influence on my interest in art. And now that I'm talking about this, I'm getting flashbacks. I remember another teacher, a person who helps out at the school. His name is Mr. Dave. And I remember he started a comic book club. And I remember being more interested in just comic book art. And I remember my eighth grade teacher, Miss Elshin, she told me about Kappa. Like, she told me, and she helped me make my art portfolio. And it's just like, it's really crazy how big teachers make an impact on you, because honestly, those are the majority of adults that
you get to see every day.
Yeah, you get to see every day. I mean, your parents are working, you come back home, your parents come home at night. Obviously it's your family, but really from 7 to 3, your teachers are there to watch over you, take care of you.
7 to 3? Like the time.
Yeah, time.
Okay, seven, yeah, I thought you meant 8. I was like, that's kind of going backwards.
Around that time, but it's just crazy. I mean, teachers make a such a
huge influence. Especially like school, it's just, I don't know if this is true for outside of America, but like going to school is just like, it's just a big chunk of your life. Definitely a big chunk of your life. It's just like from daycare all the way up to like a senior in college, you know, or like probably like for in some cases going and get a PhD and things like that, or masters. And like, I think for elementary school teachers, middle school teachers, they have such like a impactful job, because at least according to like from the example that I gave from Ms. Watts, it's like they actually like inspire the kids based to I don't know, like, kids choose based on what the teachers had taught them emotionally, not just like what the subject they changed, but like also like when they have like this bond between the teachers and the students, especially when students tend to be troublemakers, the teachers tend to be like, you know, try to lead them to make, train their mindset for them to make better choice in the future, instead of just keep having, doing the state like bad habits, keep making bad choices. And I think it's just more of like, again, it just sucks, like they get paid so much less for like impacting their future, you know? And like, you know, college, like, people may say like college is their future, but like, at least like, I don't know about Drexel, but like some professors not going to even know your name, like compared to like elementary and middle school teachers, you know?
Yeah, I had way closer relationships with high school and middle school teachers than college professors.
And I just think that like, what I want you guys to take from this podcast is that, and this is going to be repetitively, of course, that I just want you guys to do make decisions and make choices without hesitation. Yes, there's going to be pros, there's going to be cons, but when it comes to making choices, it is up to you to make the choices for yourself instead of for your parents or your friends, you know. Your life revolves around you. Your life is what you make of it. Your life is what you decide what it be, you know. And people may ask, what is the true meaning of life? Only you can answer that. Don't expect some philosopher or some psychologist to answer that for you. The meaning of life is for you to make choices, and that choice, you choose the definition of the meaning of life. That did not make sense, did it?
No, it made sense to me.
I just feel like, you know that meme where like it was like, remember that guy? It was like a guy that chose like that he won an award, and it was like, it's not that you make the decisions for yourself, but it's for yourself that makes the decision. I don't know, something around that. It's just like I just feel like I just did that.
I don't know
like,
why when you said that it reminded me of the meme where like the swimmer, he was like, he's in a pool and he was like pouring water on himself.
Yeah. I don't know why,
but I think it was beautifully well said. It was articulate to me, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I hope it makes sense. If not, then I can just write a paper and just be like, okay.
Let us know what you think about this episode. I'm sure we were, we enjoyed this episode, and you can message us or follow us on Instagram at Meal Deals Podcast. No, Official Meal Deals. I'm sorry, and then you can tell us our email.
Which is officialmealdeals@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Twitter.
Jesus, my fucking crack.
You can follow us at Twitter, Meal Deals Podcast as well.
Yes.
And, I hope you guys have a good day. See you guys later. Ya.